KDXQ testing on the M1KE using AllStarLink. KDXQ clear.
WYRC Mobile.
Hey, YNU monitoring. NAWRO, good afternoon now, Dave.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. How's your day going?
Very good. Nice weather we're having here. I do love the fall weather. And spoke to John earlier this morning, Wally a little bit ago on Statewide 1. And other than that, not much going on. I hear you already got your time in for this week. So I assume you're perhaps catching up on sleep or maybe doing other stuff.
I'm just relaxing today, getting ready for the meeting later on. You know, you and Wally, I heard something about you guys are meeting up at Coney Island or Patello's or something like that. Did Wally figure out, or did you guys figure out where we're meeting there?
Yeah, Dave, it's going to be the Coney Island that Tom and I normally go to prior to the meeting. And that is on Garfield, right across the street, but south of MISD, just north of 19 Mile. And they have really good quick service. So we're thinking about meeting there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I might join you guys. But see how the day goes and try to get... Try to relax, and so I don't want to do it too much, but I want to try to get some stuff done for the meeting. So it just depends on how that process goes. But yeah, sounds like it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the meeting tonight. I think we'll have a good meeting. I think things are. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Yeah, I spoke to Mike a little bit on DMR, I think it was yesterday, and kind of the same thing, just always enjoy. I don't know why it is, but I guess it's a good thing. We enjoy the in-person meetings. And I'm just curious, do we actually have like a topic for this meeting? In other words, should we be bringing our laptops?
I am planning on going over ResGrid for the first half of the meeting. And then I believe Mike is going to do some WinLink stuff. So I will send out an email when I get home and make sure everybody brings their laptops, and that way then they can kind of follow along. I wanted to do that before that one meeting I was telling everybody to bring their laptops, but then we were having problems with registers, so I didn't want to, we didn't get a chance to, but this next one, this one, that is the plan at least.
Alrighty, that sounds good. It answers the question. That'd probably be a good idea to put that out then for those that might not think about it. And then just an FYI, one of our newer members, the one that worked for the Coast Guard, number 27, Brian, ZRI is his suffix. He's just going to be late. He might not be able to make it until 8 o'clock. I told him, oh, definitely show up anyways. It's not like you have to be there on time. If you can make it part of the meeting, that's certainly better than not. So he might show up late, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. I'd rather some of the meeting than not. You can meet some of the leadership team and kind of get to know people and stuff like that. So that'll be good for sure. And it's good to have him along. I'm excited to meet him.
And then, Dave, the last thing to save you some trouble, I don't necessarily need a Xerox of the code of conducts that you have, but, if maybe you could have a list of who's already turned them in so I don't dog them, and I can just check them off my list. I mean, as long as one or the other of us have it turned in, I think it would be fine, but it's totally up to you. Whatever makes it easier for you.
Yeah, I can get that to you. I was going to get that yesterday, and we had some things going on yesterday, and Leo's birthday. So I will do that today and try to get that a list of, I think it's only like two or three guys that have turned it in to me. And then obviously I'll make sure that, I'm on the list as well, so.
Okay, and if that's all that it is, then we could just do that at the just before the meeting. I'll be sure to be there before 7, and you and I can just compare notes, and we'll check those off of my list, and that'll save you something. It's up to you how you want to do it, but we can do it that way as well.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair to me. I'm good with that.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll probably see you at National Coney and Garfield then around 6 p.m. And then we'll be, of course, at the meeting before 7. And I do believe Dean's setting up at the meeting, so he's going to have access to the room early, which is fine.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Definitely sounds good. And if Dean needs help, I'll reach out to Dean and see if I can... I'll be available for him as well if need be. So, sounds good.
Yeah, I might as well. I'm going to be in that area early anyways. So if he's there, I may stop by prior to the 6 p.m. Time and might set up the sign-in sheet and the signs I have for the code of conduct and get that all set up if Dean's already there anyways. Then you can kind of watch it, but it's it's only paper. So, but then I might just head out to the National Coney to be there at 6, and then we can get back, have a bite, and get back over there. But it'll all work out. So, all right, sounds good, Dave. I appreciate it. This is NAWRO. After you, sir.
Sounds good, Tim. I appreciate it, and appreciate your hard work and what you guys do. And looking forward to tonight. So, alrighty, we will talk later, and I'll be clear. This is KAYNU. NHWCP, NHWCP, NHWCP.
K8YNU, good afternoon. This is NHWCB. Well, you've got a head start to the weekend here. A little extra day off, and I guess you're heading down to the meeting. How's things been since the trip there? Everything going okay?
Yeah, everything's good. Back to business, and just things taking care of. How you guys doing coming back from Europe?
We're doing pretty good. Good trip back. We stopped at the Cracker Barrel there at Bridgeport on the way home, but made a pretty good time across. We went up to US 10 and back down I-75 and then across 57. The 15 across 59, but made good time, and yeah, we're doing pretty good, just catching up on things, but all is good here.
Yeah, good. Sounds good. You guys had a good trip, and sounds like you guys had a good time coming back.
We did. We had a good trip and made good time coming back. We're just not going to stay in that motel, the Quality Inn again. I never slept on a mattress that every time I got up popped. It definitely, like I said, it's a love-hate relationship. But your mom and I looked at that hotel you guys stayed at, and might look over that one for the next time around.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good place, and the beds were pretty comfortable, and like I said, they had breakfast and whatnot. So rooms are clean, and service was good. So it was nice.
That's a good thing. Yeah, like I say, we may check that out if there's a next time. But yeah, that was probably, you talking about breakfast. That was about the only good thing. Really, the good thing about the motel was the breakfasts were good. We ate there every morning and we were fed really well. It wasn't a bad. I don't make it sound like it's a terrible motel. It's just it's the bottom of the line, the type motel, and a lot of the people that come in and out of there are contractors, people that are working in the area and staying overnight. They just need a place for the night and such. But there were a few others, it worked out good, and I'm glad for like I say, maybe next time something else.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. When you're staying somewhere, for me at least, it's like the room's got to be clean, the beds have got to be comfortable, and you got to have some good services. If any one of those are off, I won't stay there again.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it there. At this moment there, we had one of the nights there, sitting there watching the ball game, and all of a sudden a fire alarm or smoke detector went off in the hallway, and I'm like, what's going on, and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until somebody knocks on the door. It finally went off. I don't know what caused this, but it's like, man alive, it's just a little unnerving, the last time we were there, we had 5 Pecosta County Sheriff cars there, and now we got this. Like, I think it's enough.
Yeah, for sure. I don't blame you. That gets a little much after a while. It's like, once, okay, maybe, that's excusable. but it happens again. It's like, I don't know. Yes, I agree on that one. So, yeah, like I say, you know, next time we'll see what happens there. But hey, what'd you think of the wedding there? It was quite a crowd. It was a good wedding. What'd you think?
I think the ceremony went well. I think, you know, a lot of people showed up. I think the ceremony went really well. It was a good day, beautiful weather, you know, and can't ask for anything more, you know.
Identifying as well, NAWCB. As I say, it was a beautiful day, beautiful weather. I went over prepared. I had heard that it was going to be chilly up there days before, and packed, and as it kind of unfolded, it's like, it's going to be warm today. And I ended up having to go to Walmart and get a couple of polo shirts. It's like, I couldn't take it anymore. It's like, this has been too warm up here for me. And the ceremony was good. It was a good message that we gave, a good charge. I think Mom and I said, as a dad, he kind of overdid it there to break, but it turned out really well.
Yeah, it did. Everything went smoothly. It was a good wedding, good ceremony, hopefully they'll look back on it and be many good memories, and they can enjoy, they enjoyed their day, and that's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's their wedding, their day, and like I say, from the services to the ceremony to the reception, really did a nice job. Did a lot of hard work to prepare for it, and we helped with some of the preparations. I'm glad to be able to do that. And food was simple, and like I say, it's just I fell into place real well. Like I say, just the turnout was like wow, especially for a fun day at 12 noon wedding.
Yeah, I was a little concerned on the date and time, but it all worked out. Like I said, there's a lot of people that showed up, and I think being on a Monday, it's not bad. It's just like, so it's on a Sunday, people are in church, and they get a lot of stuff going on there. Sunday or Saturday, it's like people are getting ready for church, and they're getting ready for church, or they're getting ready for the weekend, and so I think Monday it worked out. It's a holiday. I think that kind of helps as well.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if there are many people up, the day, Monday was Columbus Day or Indigenous People's Day, whatever you want to call it. But, that could have played a role as well. I know that a lot of the people to the church, they're retired, and there's a lot of Kobiak people that came down and relatives and that. Originally, it was going to be a really small wedding, maybe 40, but I was sure a lot more than that. So, it was well planned out. There seemed like there was enough food, and just again, really pleased at things. Glad you were able to come up too.
Yeah, we were definitely gonna at least give it a good go to get there, and glad we were able to enjoy the time with you guys and the family. So see you later.
Yeah, definitely enjoyed the time with you guys there, and like you say, we were able to spend time together, and that's kind of neat seeing your younger kids and some of the younger kids, especially the foster children there playing together. I thought that was kind of neat. They needed that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Jeremiah was kind of rough getting, going home, but we did it. It worked out. So.
Yeah, it was kind of a long day for him. I'm sure. I'm sure he probably could have used a nap, but he did really well. And glad your kids. Your kids got to see it as well. I think that's a pretty neat in that aspect.
Yeah, it's nice. Didn't run into any construction. It held pretty good. It's pretty good. We had some good gas mileage. Really couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. We went down, originally went down across 69 to 127. It was kind of out of the way, but like I said last week, I just wasn't going across two-lane roads this time. And that guy had heard yesterday or a couple of days ago, wouldn't you know, that the Milwaukee Bridge northbound is open, so... Like, well, I'll go figure, but at least it's open for other travelers going north.
Yeah, that actually just opened up, like, just as we were rolling through, so that hasn't been open that long.
Yeah, it's like, man, it's just been a day or so, could have went, I-75 north, but that's all right. It's all good. We got good gas mileage as well, and made good time. Didn't run into any construction. I'm glad too, because up 69, I guess they're going to work on the part of it. I think it's between somewhere between Flint and Lansing. They're making crossovers. They're going to start it, I think, a couple of days ago, and it's going to be down to a lane. They're going to deal with that scenario next year, so I'm glad we got past a lot of that type of construction. Happy for no delays this time.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Get that over with and deal with next year going north, but there's other ways up north too, so. There's always ways around things.
Yes, absolutely. To see what happens, next year. Reading about some of the things tonight for the meeting there, I guess you guys are working on the Res Bridge and other things of the book there that, the various steps going through there tonight, it sounds like.
Yeah, variety, that is the plan. In fact, we're going to try to record it. LAX is going to be recording the meeting, and we'll have that posted here hopefully tomorrow. If you want to watch it, you'll be able to watch it. So.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. I'll see if I can do that. I think the only thing I'm planning tomorrow is just running over the leaves, just bulking them in a couple spots. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'm going to the doctor on Monday, so yeah, I'll definitely have to try to take a look at it and or take a listen to it. I think that should be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so we're doing that instead of Zoom. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it makes it available, but, you know, it still encourages everybody to, you know, to be there, and, you know, it works out, and Dean's really good at that that stuff. That's just kind of his specialty. We gave him the public relations person, so he's doing that, Facebook. It's nice to have the help. It's nice to have guys that are, you know, stepping up and, you know, volunteering and doing these things. It enhances our team, and you know, it's nice. It really is.
Yes, I agree. You know, I look at the the app, and you know, some things coming across, and it's, you know, this person's you know, posting some information, and somebody else is, and it's like I say, it takes a lot, off of, you know, you and off a bike, and, you know, glad for everyone stepping up, and, you know, makes it their team, and makes it our team, working together, so I'm happy about that for the group and for you as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is, and we got a lot of good group of guys that work really well together, and a lot of excitement. And you know, John mentioned, you know, it's like you don't see a lot of that, you know, in volunteering today, and that's what we want. We want that excitement. We want to build that excitement. You know, get people involved, and you know, it's. Volunteering is important, and even within the team, and you know, it's nice to see these guys do that. I like that. I like volunteers. I like it when, you know, somebody steps up and says, "Hey, I can do that," or "Hey, I can do this," and "What do you think of this?" And I'm like, "Hey, you know, run with it. You know, it's your baby, and you do it."
I totally agree, and I definitely, I think our words, concur with the words there, you know, run with it, that's what's got to be done, so I'm glad to see it, and happy for it, and you know, definitely have to keep it going, see what we can do, and keep going forward as a group.
Yeah, for sure, and you know, it's like, you know, I'm hoping that you know, that excitement spreads over to the other you know, partnering counties and districts, and get more people involved, and you know, build something that's you know, strong, and you know, it's like you know, our goal is to be ready for, you know, our communities, but also to be ready for other, you know, neighboring counties if they need help, or they need us, someone else, you know, strong with both counties, so.
NAWCB, yes, agreed on that one there, and yeah, I don't know if you heard the Wayne County event last night. They were, you know, they were talking about potentially, I don't think it's submitted yet, but I think they're talking about a wind lake net even, and doing that separate, and you know, just the other, you know, that they're talking about the meeting in person, and really, and you know, really encouraged it. They said there was a lot. Somebody said within an hour, you know, an hour meeting, there's a lot of stuff packed in there. You know, the food for lots of things going on. So yeah, I think there are a lot of favorable things in the group strength, and you know, things that need to be worked on. So definitely good, favorable scenario here.
Yeah, we're hoping to get our hospital next running here. Hopefully, the next couple of weeks we get something going. So we have a command meeting tomorrow. So we'll probably talk about a lot of that stuff tomorrow, and a couple other things we're going to cover. But trying to get things going. You know, we need that hospital net. I think it's important to have, and important to get going. And WinLink, that's a great idea. Might be something that our guys might be interested in as well. I know a lot of them are interested in WinLink, so maybe I'll let them know, and they can get into Wayne counties, or even if we do our own.
Yeah, that seems to be very you use the program, and exercise it to do the various exercises too that are done, and I don't think they still do it. I think they do. Oakland County has done it, and they've done exercises with it, and they've had to seems like there's an interest in the group for it, and it seems like St. Clair too, if I'm not mistaken, has interest. So yeah, it's definitely something that can, as to the county, or even maybe a couple of them, or groups of the area, that would really work out well.
For sure. I know there's quite a bit of interest, so that'll be good. It'll be good to see, and hopefully put together there, and get it out to the guys. And there's always lots to do. There's lots of different things to do with ham radio, so just kind of whatever sparks your interest and piques your interest, that's what's important.
And I think as well, what you were originally saying about the hospital app, that was a staple with this group for a long time. And to be able to start that back up is that's a big step forward. And again, it's the testing of the equipment, it's seeing if the equipment's working in the hospital, and how far we can communicate, and so forth. So again, it's another thing that's a large step. You can't participate in everything. There may be certain areas of interest, like you were saying with some of the guys. Just looking over the roster, people are interested in stuff, just to pick that up and run with those things. And if there's needs, we have a need here. Can you help us with that type of thing?
We advertise as far as our emails to people and stuff. You can pick and choose what you want to do, and what you want to get involved in, and if there's just something that you can get into and you have the time for, great. If you don't, well, that's okay. There's other things that we can get involved in and do, and I try not to make the requirements for membership stringent, because I know people have lives, and when something takes the time, makes it hard to get involved, and then people don't want to get involved. So.
And I give you CD. You want it to be a positive experience, and I think you said it too. You don't want to burn people out. They have other activities, work, and obviously family. Priorities there. You want to treat that little time frame that they can enjoy the hobby. They can do as much or as little behind the scenes, but yeah, you definitely don't want it to where, you know, you know, with a tired fist, you know, you gotta be here, you gotta do this, you gotta get this time, you know, it definitely makes for, you know, it makes it good, like I say, it's fun, it's enjoyable, and yet it's using your talent, using your equipment there.
Yeah, for sure. That, you know, that's just it too. It's like, you know, you do ham radio because you love radios, using radios, and you know, you do this hobby for fun. And when things stop becoming fun, then it's just, you know, it becomes a job, and then just like everything else, you know. And you work. Some guys are retired, and you know, that's, you know, that's what they got. And, you know, the other guys that, you know, they're working, and you don't want to have to do another job when you have to do another, you know, when you have to work your day job, you don't want to have to do another job on top of that day job. You want to be able to, you know, kick back and relax. And yes, there is a serious aspect of what we do, but you know, you want to have fun doing it as well.
Yes, agreed on that one. Absolutely. Like I said, there has to be a balance. And like you say, using the hobby. You know, up north there, took the opportunities there. You know, tried out the radios. Never got anybody up there. The only contact I made was you, and wasn't able to get into the DMR side. Nick Morley is about 10 miles from Big Rapids, but as interested, where you guys were at when you called, the distance. Those are the types of things, and, use that as an example of, that's the enjoyment of the hobby. It's, say, well, I failed at this, I can't get out, I can't, this doesn't work. You say, okay, what do we do to build on it? How can I improve on it, or do something better next time, and not getting discouraged, but definitely keep choosing the hobby. Hey, try it, going forward.
It's like, there's always something, to redo, or, work on an antenna, or work on this, or work on that, so, it's pretty cool. The hobby is, in my opinion, it could be wrong, but I think in my opinion, it's probably one of the best hobbies in the world.
I agree on that one. I agree. if the kids even got to see a little bit, I brought one of my handhelds with me, and one of the kids asked me, he worked for the police or something. I told him, I'm a ham radio operator, so he's worked, I tried to reach out, and, they heard the repeater down in Big Rapids, so it's like, hey, I'm able to hit it from Reed City or whatever, and, then he kind of messed around with them there with the family, the FRS radios there, and, it's that type of stuff. It's kind of, again, their interest, and it's out there. Electronics is very, very cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then I'm here, so I'm gonna hop out of here and head in, just kind of set up. We're doing kind of like a pre-meeting before the meeting, good chatting with you, and hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy the evening. It's beautiful weather, 64 degrees, not too bad. We'll get that posted for you, and you guys will get to watch the meeting here, hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. It was good talking with you, and like I say, tried to touch base a little earlier. You were probably busy, and that's all good, but glad we were able to hook up there tonight, and thanks for the ride along there. Hope you have a good meeting. I hope good attendance tonight. It's very productive. Like I say, I look forward to to see and, you know, recording your video, that'd be great. But anyway, enjoy your evening and your time off this weekend, and enjoy your family. Tell them hello, and wish you 73 and an 88 to be with the family, and we'll catch you down the page. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73's and 88 to Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, clear. Thank you.